I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I know everyone is ready to hop on that plane and go out to San Francisco, the city by the bay. Just listening to all these great things that Nicole, our guest today, who is also our creative producer, who isn't on the show a lot with us, but when she is, she certainly comes with a lot of great information, because you're always out there doing stuff, Nicole, and bringing it back to us so we'll know what to talk about on the show and where to go, things to see, things to do. And of course, we always have Doc Bill to keep us up to date on where to go to eat. So welcome back to the show, Nicole.
Thank you. Yes, I love seeing what's out there and trying to find ways to get it into the show.
Well, I know. You do such a great job of that. But now, I know while you were in San Francisco, you also went to the Golden Gate Park. And that Golden Gate Bridge is just, it's another iconic shot that everyone wants to get that photo, but also wants to just go and see it in person. So did you get a chance to do anything around the Golden Gate Bridge or the Golden Gate Park?
I did. I got to actually do two things. First, I'll start with the park. So in the park, the park, first of all, is huge. I didn't realize how much there is to the park. But the park has all of its sort of like lush fields as well for like picnicking and things like that. But there are also several buildings and museums in the park that you can visit. One of them, for example, I went to the California Academy of Sciences, which is a fantastic museum there, sort of in the middle of the park, I guess. And it's great. It's definitely a great experience for families, especially with younger kids, because there are all kinds of exhibits there for them to see. One of my favorites, there's actually a living rainforest inside of it. So you can actually go into one section and walk through the layers of a rainforest. With butterflies and different types of birds and fish and like all of these things. So that was very cool. And they also have a planetarium there that I believe they just finished remodeling. And a planetarium is basically a globe almost that you sit inside and you sort of lean back and they project the movie that you're watching up into the spherical shape of the whole wall in front of you and above you. So yeah, so that was quite cool as well. And the movie we saw was all about space and the creation of like different stars and things in space.
That sounds fantastic for families.
Yeah, so that's a great one. And like you mentioned, the Golden Gate Bridge itself is great. You and I, we did the hop-on, hop-off tour through the city, and we actually got to go across the bridge, which was a great experience. There are so many different photo ops in that.
You can actually get
your pictures and video going across the bridge, and the hop-on, hop-off tour actually has the bus without the roof on the top, so you can get all kinds of pictures as you're driving across the bridge, and then it also stops on the other side so you can get pictures of the full bridge. So.
Yeah, and you know, that was a really great stop because it was like maybe the end of the hop-on tour. So they stop and you have enough time to get off, take those pictures. You can pose yourself in all different positions so that you can get the best shot with the bridge behind you. But then also, too, then we went over to Sausalito and had a chance to stop there, which was the official, I guess, end of the tour. And then it goes back across the bridge. So you're right. It was great. But, you know, Nicole, you're mentioning all these great things to do. Now, you used City Pass, though, for a lot of this, didn't you, which is a discounted ticket booklet that offers about 46% off.
Yes, I did. It's great. It has tickets for all of these different things. So for the Science Museum, for the hop-on, hop-off tours, for if you want to go to anywhere, so like Fisherman's Wharf, any of your more usual sort of tourist things like a Ripley's Believe It or Not or something like that, it'll have tickets for that, for the aquarium. And another great one is the go-kart. For San Francisco, which is another sort of like discount card that you can do, which will also get you access to these places, which is how I actually went to the Giants Stadium tour.
Now, yeah, that city pass card is a little bit pricey, but you know, on the front end, it sounds that way. I think it's $86 for adults and $46 for kids. But when you look at everything that you're getting, because you also get 7 days of Muni transportation passes with that too, as well as just, and that includes like the buses, the light rails, the trains, the streetcars, even, and even the cable cars. So I think it's a great deal because you do get to go to all of those different attractions if you're interested in them with a discount. Mm-hmm. And we talk about San Francisco in connection to gold. I would say that City Pass is gold when you're there in San Francisco.
Yes, it definitely
is. It's definitely gold. Now, we did a lot of walking. So the boot part of this trip was a lot of walking around the Castro area.
Yes, I agree. We got to do so many different things there. And I'd never spent quite that much time in the Castro before. So it was definitely a great experience for me.
Yeah, I really liked it too. And one of the things in particular that makes the Castro a really great spot to put on your list is that Twin Peaks Bar. You can just sit there and really watch the world go by. And they're known for their Irish coffee. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they were one of the first to sort of bring the Irish coffee maybe to that area. So it's a great place to go, and you definitely want to try the Irish coffee when you're there. Now, we had dinner there too at a restaurant called Catch. That was pretty good.
We did. That was very good. It was a delicious piece of fish. I can't remember what kind of fish I had, but it was definitely great. And it was all sort of in the same little area, which I liked. Like, you can walk from one bar to the next restaurant, that kind of thing. And you are always sort of having something to do as you're going through.
That little wine bar, actually, we thought it was a wine store when we first walked in, but found out that it really is really the neighborhood spot, because a lot of people were there tasting and sampling the wines, and we got a chance to meet so many great people, a lot of Southerners, so we felt a little bit at home with some of the people that we met. But the wine store is called Swirl on Castro, and it's really a cute little wine bar. I really like that place.
Mm-hmm. I definitely enjoyed that. And they had a great setup and deal for ordering a flight of wine. So you can try different kinds of wine. You can get a red flight or a white flight. You can also do a champagne flight, which I believe was the one that you got, right?
Yes. You know, I prefer my champagne.
And you can bring in cheese, too. I remember that. You can bring in your own cheese and crackers and bread as well to pair with your wine.
Well, and then the next day we had a lot of fun because we went to Neptune's Waterfront Grill, which is very well known down there on Fisherman's Wharf, and had a great seafood meal there as well before we took our boat ride, which was on Adventure Cat Sailing, and we had a great time sailing around the bay. That was probably my most fun thing that we did for that weekend, was sailing with Captain Mike Rogers around the Bay of San Francisco and under the Golden Gate Bridge. That was really fantastic.
It was. I'd never been on a boat like that before, which is a little difficult for me. I didn't realize sailing would get to me quite as it did. But I loved it. It was so beautiful. And it was a sunset boat ride that we did.
That's
so we got
right.
to go out. Yeah, we got to go out and sort of like sit on the boat initially. And they had some like appetizer snacks for us. And you could order drinks from the bar. And there was that area where it was just sort of like netting on the back of the boat so you could lay out.
That was
pretty
fantastic.
Much over the water. So that was very exciting as well.
And we passed by Alcatraz too.
Exactly. We got to go all the way around Alcatraz so you could actually see it up close, which is another great way to see it if you've never actually been on a tour to Alcatraz.
That is a great way to see it. And just going under that Golden Gate Bridge. But then it got a little windy. It got a little turbulent there. And we did turn back because the captain did mention that they do stay within the bay. And as a matter of fact, Stephen, who was with us as well, Stephen Philby, our great friend and contributor to the show, was with us. And he had an opportunity to interview Captain Mike Rogers. So I want to just let you guys hear a little bit about Adventure Cat from the captain.
Well, we do an 11 o'clock bay sail, which is again a 90-minute sail, and then a 1 o'clock bay sail, and then a 3 o'clock, and then probably a 5 o'clock during the summer months, and then another sunset cruise. Up to 5 cruises a day, And then we also have the boats available for private charter, which is fairly popular. Actually, we do a lot of private charters with all the local tech companies, which is everyone seems to have money to spend these days. So we're doing pretty well.
You can see why that was a great, great evening for us. And Nicole, we're coming down to the end of this segment. So thank you so much for coming on and joining us and sharing just all of the wonderful things that made San Francisco so special for you on this trip.
Of course, you're welcome. I'm always excited to be on the show.
We'll be back in a few minutes and we'll talk about maybe there was some gold found in those Georgia hills as well. We'll be right back with more Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on WDUN.
I got the blues from a baby down in San Francisco, babe. She took an ocean liner, she's going so far away. I didn't mean